Real music, real opinions, real local. 4CA.
Yeah, it's on a 10:45, and I've got Cole on the line. Cole McDonald down in the Goldsboro Valley. G'day, Cole.
G'day, John. How are you going, mate?
I'm good, Cole. What are you saying?
Well, funny that guy just came on talking about crops. I've mentioned before to you, I've obviously at Goldsboro Valley there, just got to go across Pete's Bridge, and there's a big croc down the bottom there, just about probably 500 metres downstream from the bridge, and I warned some people there this about a year ago about crocs there, and an hour later, this croc that lives down there was cruising up and down, probably looking for the noise, whatever. And yesterday, I was same story. I'm driving across the bloody bridge, and here's this family swimming with kids just down from the bridge. And I went down, and I said, guys, you know, there's a big croc that lives down here, and you shouldn't be in here. And they were totally shocked. And I said, didn't you see there's a small sign, little tiny bloody... And nothing has been done. And John, it's not going to be a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And you know what? I heard also through a colleague that that croc, after I warned this, the second lot was up and down the river again. So, mate, it's ridiculous. You know, these things are bloody apex predators. They don't give a stuff about whether you're a tourist or whatever. Mm. And they need to put a decent sign up there because someone's going to get eaten, I tell you.
Yes.
Gee, and as that guy said, they like fresh water. They live in fresh water.
Yes.
You know, I've got one up my way, which is way upstream, and he's about 3 meters. He needs to get a bad case of lead poisoning, but anyway, you're not allowed to do that sort of stuff, are you? But they should at least relocate them or something.
Mm.
I know two guys have been eaten by crocs. Personally, one up in Weeper about 10 years ago, he was swimming in a lagoon, fishing in a lagoon, and didn't come back to work. And they went looking for him, and they found his clothes on the bank and a big sign of a struggle. And they detonated explosive device in this lagoon, a small lagoon, and up floated this 17-foot croc, three-legged it was.
Hell.
And he was in two pieces inside this croc.
Wow.
And the guy in Hinchinbrook just recently, a few months ago, in a dinghy, it was a yachty, they found him in two pieces as well inside a croc.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a real issue, and I think that the relevant authorities have a duty of care to do something about this issue. But more importantly, for Pete's Bridge, they need to put up a sign saying these people were totally oblivious. They were shocked and were so thankful that I warned them. You know, there are areas a bit further up where it's shallow. The crocs won't normally go into shallow water because it's too open to whatever. So I just sort of bring it to people's attention that there is big crocodiles in that river, and for God's sake, I won't go near it these days. I used to bloody go, you know, canoeing and on rubber tubes and stuff, but no more. It's just too bloody dangerous, mate.
Isn't it interesting what you said, that situation, the lagoon up at Weeper, and the clothes were found on the bank of the lagoon, which means that the crocodile has been preying on that bloke from below the water, I'm presuming, because I understand they can actually do that. They can still see, even with their eyes underwater, they can somehow or other still, with parallax error, exactly pick where their prey is, even on land.
They can, and you don't probably realise the crocodile is the fastest creature over a short distance in the world.
Mm.
They can leap out of the water the entire body length, and this is like 15, 16-foot croc.
Mm.
I've seen video footage of a croc coming out of the water taking a pig. It was like a blur. Mm. This thing was just launched. They use their tails as a launching mechanism.
Yes.
And they are so quick, and you've got no chance. And for a little kitty that's swimming in the creek, he's just gone.
Mm.
You know? So I hope that any relevant people who can instigate putting up a decent sign will listen to this, because it really is a concern. I don't wish to go on about it, but it scares me a lot.
Yes.
For God's sake, we've got to do more. And you're right, too, about these farmers. I mean, I've got a mate that's got... He's got a farm down in Derail, and he said it's really scary for him. He won't go near the water.
Yes.
Because, as you say, they will watch you. They will sit there. The guy that was crabbing up in Cooktown about 2 years ago, he had his crab pots near the boat ramp in Cooktown.
Yeah.
And he was going every afternoon to check his pots, and this croc had been sort of watching him. They will sit there and watch you. And then when the time is right, they'll just go boomper.
Yes.
And they found his thongs inside this croc. They shot this croc. And all they found was his thongs inside this bloody crocodile. So it's the fact of living in the far north, you know, it's one of those things. So you've got to pay attention. But the relevant authorities need to put up the appropriate signage to warn innocent people. Because we get backpackers, we get bloody tourists, we get all sorts of people, and they don't know,
obviously. Really,
so, but just my point of view, John. It needs to be looked at quite seriously, I believe, anyway.
Exactly. Good on you, Cole. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, John. Cheers, mate.
Cole McDonald down in the Goldsborough Valley.